hello, hello. Welcome to the Marriage by Moi Swap podcast. These podcasts are tailored to help save a relationship at a time, a marriage at a time, a home at a time, and a family at a time. Let's make forever a reality and not a myth. Welcome to the Marriage by Moi Swap podcast, and let the healing begin.
Hello everyone. So welcome to the third podcast of the season. I hope you did notice that the last one was spoken word of poetry. So I must explain to you that I will be alternating between relationship tidbits and spoken word of poetry. So the last tidbit on relationship that was released, the podcast on relationship that was released, we spoke about the genesis of marriage, the evolution of marriage and all that. So where are we going today? We're still going to follow that perspective, which is the biblical perspective, which is the origin of marriage. And we're starting from, I want to take a concept or an excerpt from it. So we see in the Bible at the beginning of this thing we call marriage, this institution we call marriage, and we've been able to conclude that, you know, the origin was from the beginning of creation, and it was meant for companionship, like I mentioned in the last podcast. But I'm going to take that as an analogy in the sense that when Eve was created, Adam saw her and he was totally elated. He was like, yes, finally, this is now the person I've been waiting for. This is now the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh, you know, and she shall be called woman. We all know that. But what happened between that time of the honeymoon and up to the time where they were kicked out of the garden? So this is what I'm going to say. This is how it always works out, even in present day life. The boy meets girl, boy knows he has to have the girl. He wants to spend the rest of his life with the girl. The girl is all excited, gooey-eyed, just wants to be with the boy for the rest of her life and have children and, you know, just sail off into the sunset, or is it right off into the sunset, as most people say. But what happens? What happens? It's life. Life basically happens. It's just the same thing with the story in the Bible, you know. So they were there, they were doing their own thing, you know. But I'm going to use that for us to see that there is a template in the Bible that we can see that if we don't intentionally try to correct certain things, then we would, even though we're living in the current world, we'll be living our lives patterned with the negative things that were written out in the Bible. What do I mean? Adam and Eve met, and I've spoken about how related they were. And then we see like life happened, the monotony of the relationship, in the sense that Adam still continued his responsibilities and his duties and his obligation to God, and Eve was left at home. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think and I do not believe that there is anything wrong with being a homemaker. But it is not the fact that he left her at home that is the issue. It is the separation of having parallel lives and not integrated lives. So when the two become one flesh, what basically happens, it doesn't mean they have to be together 24 hours of a day, 365 days of a year. It just means even when they are apart, when they come back together, they consciously make an effort to be a part of each other's lives, each other's days. So what I'm trying to say is, what do you do when life happens? When you are living together and you are not together. If you're not intentional about this, what basically happens? You drift apart. You basically drift apart. And there has to be an intentionality in this kind of situation. Because the truth is, we live in a world. We have obligations, duties, and responsibilities. Both either whether you work or you're at home. Whichever of the two categories you fit into. But the bottom line is, when you come back together into that house, you must be intentional about carrying each other along. in the activities you both had different times of the day. Now, for women, communication is key. That's just the truth. You want to touch a woman's soul most times. You just, you know, be integrated into her life, her worries, her insecurities, her passion, her fears, you know. So it's not really, well, the physical touch, the hugs, they help. But the encouragement, the affirmations, they go a lot deeper. For a woman, intimacy is not necessarily the physical act of sex or love making. For a woman, intimacy is more from a touching and entwining of the souls through communication, through understanding her, through seeing her, through really getting her, just, you know, getting her. And so for marriage, what do we mean? What do I mean? I'm saying never let life happen up to the point that you have no life together. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Never let life happen to the point where you don't have a life together. And that's what we see in the Bible, because at the end of the day, they had drifted apart. Well, I that's my conclusion, you know. I mean, Adam had gone to do his own thing, and there was Eve speaking with a serpent, divulging information with a creature she hadn't, first, no business speaking with, secondly, divulging that kind of information to. So when we put this into our daily lives, how many of us have drifted apart so far from our spouses that we're engaging in conversations we need not engage with, in relationships that we need not even have anything to do with? How many of us are going ahead and carrying on with, okay, yes, we've not cheated on our spouses in the physical sense of the word, but our hearts belong to other people. We've made emotional connections with other people, members of the opposite sex, I dare say. We are intimate in communication with other people. You see, this is what I'm trying to say. Your spouse should be your first port of call. If your spouse is a part of your life, I don't care if you're an engineer and she's a housewife, or you're a doctor, or you're the governor of a state and she's a housewife. The truth is, if she is an integral part of your life, if you are intentional about keeping your lives together, intentional about keeping your home, you can carry her along up to the point that when you mention somebody in your office, she knows exactly the person you're talking about. Or you mention something, a situation, a challenge in your everyday life that she is not necessarily living with you at that point in time, but she gets it because you've carried her along. And until we all are intentional about carrying our spouses along, the truth is life is going to keep happening. It's going to keep throwing curve balls, and eventually we're going to drift apart. Intentionality or being a part of one spouse's life, honestly, is not about living in the same house or proximity to each other, because I know loads of people who live in the same house and honestly are living parallel lives like strangers, total strangers. Where did all the love go? Were we not elated, love struck when we met each other and wanted to get married? Well, I'm talking about the ideal situation now. I'm talking about people who married for other reasons, but the ideal situation. Were we not? Did we not envisage we'll spend the rest of our lives together with this person and have mini-me's running all around us? Marriage is intentionality. Being intentional about communicating. Being intentional about living integrated lives, lives that are bound to each other. Being intentional about choosing this person over and over and over and over again. Shutting down on the noise from outside, the strangers from outside. Making sure that boundaries are not being eroded. And emotional infidelity is not a regular occurrence in the home. Because guess what? Where there is emotional infidelity, I assure you, especially in the case of a woman, eventually, if not checked, it's going to grow into something else. So here I am again, just trying to encourage us that we got to do this right. You know, marriage is meant for a lifetime. It's meant for a lifetime. And we're going to decide to make it to the end of this lifetime. So this is the end of the podcast today. And hope to see you at the next one. Bye-bye.